Water levels in Lakes Michigan and Huron weren't boosted much by this month's rainstorms, and there have been more study results recently that dredging-related erosion where Lake Huron empties near Detroit may be partly to blame for low levels. More analysis of that issue is coming. The erosion near Detroit does not affect Lake Superior, which is nearly at a record low for late summer. But Superior's problems do affect Huron and Michigan. Coastal engineer Philip Keeler is retired from the UW Sea Grant program. He says a problem for all three of the lakes may be rising global temperatures, leading to less ice cover and more evaporation. But Keeler says a key will be what warming does to storm tracks.
We have gotten used to a fairly stable climate with some extremes that go up and down. And so we're not going to likely see just a sudden shift. But if we were, then we would see the Great Lakes respond, and they could go either higher. They could go even higher than the record levels of October 1986, or they could fall lower than we've ever seen them. So climate change has sort of opened the door to what we would have thought unimaginable 10 years ago.
Keeler says the climate shift may have started more than 30 years ago. Low water levels in the Great Lakes affect recreational boating and the ships that carry cargo. There could be more calls for dredging. Very high water levels would lead to more shoreline erosion. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.